sorry.
Hello, I'm Laura Turley from the Geneva Water Hub. And thank you to the chairs, the organizers, and all of the speakers today. We are strong supporters of the UNECE and all of their partners who are proactive in supporting transboundary cooperation agreements and their implementation, and are active in sharing lessons and best practices, including related to climate change. So I just wanted to make 2 points, and thank you for giving me the floor. So the first point I'd just like to mention is that we support, in particular through these exchanges, the way in which climate change might offer us more occasions for collaboration and collaborations to build peace. We heard yesterday at the drought workshop many examples of how drought can lead, indeed, to deepened cooperation, whether this was in the Senegal Basin or rivers shared by Portugal and Spain. So I encourage all of us to advance this work, and it is a lot of work, of cooperating in the face of climate change, but also this narrative. I think this is important. So in terms of the program of work that's been proposed, we'll be pleased to support cooperation with global policy processes with the Secretariat and through the Transboundary Water Cooperation Coalition. And the second point I wanted to make is that if we've learned anything about water through sharing experiences and through research over the past decades, it's that it's deeply tied to social and political questions. Who has reliable access? Who is vulnerable to flooding? Which groups are vulnerable to the impacts of drought? This can be the result of historical arrangements which may or may not have been equitable, result of political decisions, or the result of power relations at various scales. So in terms of our own work at the Geneva Water Hub, this means staying attuned to underlying social vulnerabilities that underlie water crises, recognizing the role of power in politics, and trying to address these directly or indirectly in building water for peace. So I just encourage us all, distinguished participants here today, to keep root issues like this on the front burner as we develop cooperation, as we sign agreements, as we prepare NDCs, or submit proposals for climate funding. Not to forget this as we engage with the climate change community moving forward.